talking with Fernando Ventria, Partner and Vice President of Pricing Solutions Europe. Fernando has worked with Pricing Solutions for over 7 years now and has a deep background in systems, including earning a Master's of Science in Systems and Telecommunications and spearheading both systems and strategy projects in a wide range of industries. So Fernando, when you talk about pricing systems, what exactly are you referring to, or how would you define it?
Pricing solution, we help our customers to define better organization, better processes, better strategy. At some point of time, of course, systems are needed. On our side, there is very few things that the pricing system has to provide, but very important one. The first one is about the automation of repeated tasks. That at the beginning there is some value in terms of doing that manually, but at some point of time it is not value added anymore to have that done. That's where pricing system have to help. The second very important to cover is about providing intelligence to the whole process. Intelligence through data. The difference between a best practice in terms of pricing and some ways of working that perhaps are not so best practice is the level of educated decision that an organization is taking based on facts, measured scenarios. And that's about having data across the full pricing process. More and more organizations, they need fast data because the market is dynamic, because there is a lot of data, because a good segmentation of pricing is about a micro segmentation, so a lot of combinations between the different products, customers, market, regions, product family, and so on. So at the end, a lot of combinations that needs quick decision, and that's about data automation.
When you are talking about the last piece, in terms of cultural changes, implementing systems to get the fast decisions, what internally needs to change to work well with a new pricing system?
The first thing that we consider is that system is just a component of what has to be in place. The first key milestone is people. Right? And you can have the best tool and the best data if people are not convinced to use it and to use it on the right way, your investment is not so secure, right? So the second is about organization, because pricing is really cross-functional. So we don't believe that a system is going to do the job alone. We don't believe that even a pricing manager is going to do the job alone, even with the best system. And of course, ways of working have to be in place. So it's about our believing is that sometimes organizations, they think that a system will solve their pricing issue when a system is just one piece of the solution.
Okay. The pricing problems that clients tend to come to you with, what are some examples of pricing problems where a system might be a good fit?
The first step and the first value, let's say, that the pricing system has to deliver is transparency. Transparency in terms of net price, in terms of profitability of customer, profitability of products and markets, and so on, right? So some organizations that are using discount, rebates, free of charge goods, cash to serve, and so on. So it's really to provide the transparency to help the organization to understand better where are the opportunities. And it is not only about getting the right data, getting smart tools to look at the data, is also to spend time with the people that they need to understand how they can improve what is appearing suddenly in this exercise of transparency across the organization. With a good transparency and a good change management coaching of the organization itself will understand where are the opportunities, and perhaps with a bit of help and a bit of support, they will understand also how to implement what has to be implemented to capture these opportunities.
In terms of different industries or in the B2B or B2C market, is there any instances where a pricing system is ideally suited, or vice versa, where companies don't have much luck?
Our believing at Pricing Solution is at least any organization that has to price a product or a service, an opportunity to understand better what is the best price for the market and at the same time for the organization. We are having very good experiences in B2C. We are having very good experiences in B2B. Methodology, approach have some commonalities, even if for sure there is also some specificities. Even so, if industry per industry, there is some specificities. And also, I would say the size of the organization, the culture of the organization, the starting point of the situation in terms of pricing maturity. So there is a lot of factors that really making that all projects are different, right?
I guess expanding on that, like you're talking that it varies depending on maturity and size, but generally speaking, from getting the data, getting the tools in place, doing the change management and training, what's the timeline? Is it years? Is it weeks? Or how long does it take to really start seeing an improvement in pricing?
That's another very important topic. With the methodology that we apply at Pricing Solution, we don't believe in this 1, 2, 3 years projects in terms of pricing system. It's not bearable for an organization to be waiting getting the first results. We are much more oriented to have a quick and fast implementation of more simple tools and more simple data flow. Not the perfect ones, not the 100% that we would like to have in 3 years' time, but the one that will be good enough to start engaging the organization and to start showing up the results in terms of return on investment, to have them stakeholders, the pricing stakeholders of the organization, to have them much more involved on the pricing journey. From the very first day, let's start to look at what are the prices, the net prices, the gross prices, the discounts, the rebates, the cost to serve, free of charge goods, all of the conditions that we are giving to our customers by product line, by region, by markets, and so on. Go to markets, of course, you know, and with that, starting to have a good discussion in terms of what kind of strategy do we have right now? What kind of strategy do we want to have in the future? And what are the quick wins that we can already put in place? And that is about, you know, the first 3 to 8 weeks of starting a project in a customer.
For international companies looking to implement a system, do you have any recommendations in terms of how they go about it? Should it be more an initiative kicked off by a head office, or should regional offices do almost their own system that works for that specific office?
Our experience is in global organization, large organization, what is more effective is to start small with one country for several reasons. The first one is, at the end, a good portion of what is happening in pricing is happening at the sales level, negotiation with customers, one-to-one. At the headquarter level, it's very difficult to have this vision, to be close to that, right? If we want really to change the mentality, to change the results, and to get results, to get success, we need to go for this real world of sales, commercial operation level, or whatever it is. So our recommendation is starting small with a representative country, demonstrating that it can be done, and with this success, ensure that the organization will be willing and ready to go for other countries.
So on Pricing Solutions website, we talk about implementing pricing systems in terms of 4 steps. And in the first step, we talk about doing a deep dive to see the potential for pricing systems. So when we say deep dive, what are we referring to there? What are the different components?
After 25 years of experience, and when we meet with customers on a consistent basis, the as-is of the situation has not been done properly. And it's like a GPS effect, right? So you want to go somewhere, but you don't know where you are really right now. So for a GPS, it's very difficult to help you. When your current position is in the screen, this GPS can be very accurate. And most of the organization, they start with very good ideas and a very good plan in terms of where they want to be, but they have not been through a serious and accurate diagnostic on where are they right now. And that's one of the main factor to fail at the end, right?
Okay. My last question then is, if a company were to look at software vendors, what would be the one or two questions that they should be asking?
So the first is really, what is the detail of the value that you are going to provide to my organization with your system? And it's not a technical thing. And talking about pricing, of course, how your system is going to improve my strategy, how your system is going to improve my setting, how your system is going to improve my execution, and how your system is going to improve my monitoring. And I say improve because it's not to replace what an organization is already doing, right? When a software vendor is doing a good job, is really understanding what the customer is already doing right now, what are the best practices that are already in place in this customer, and proposing things that will add value, not only replacing. And second is, by when I'm going to be able to see the first results. The main risk in systems project, not only in pricing, but in other type of system, is the never-ending projects. Perhaps it's not going to be 100% of the project. It's not going to be the perfect one. It's not going to be everything is in place. It's just to be on a short-term perspective, we want to see the first result delivered by the system, by when it should be.
You're listening to the Pricing Solutions Podcast. For more information, or if you have any questions you would like us to talk about, please go to www.pricingsolutions.com.